This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A second vessel loaded with aid for Gaza is getting ready to leave a port in Cyprus, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Cyprus's foreign minister says the ship will leave once another vessel, now at sea, reaches Gaza in coming days and offloads some 200 tons of food. This shipment will be far bigger.
Almost 400 tons, 400 pallets.
At a warehouse in Cyprus, the World Food Kitchen's Juan Camillo Jimenez watched crews pack the pallets. Attach labels reading humanitarian aid in both English and Arabic. And load them onto trucks before the eventual sea crossing. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A U.S.-based charity group, World Central Kitchen, said on Wednesday it was confident the ship carrying aid will get to residents in Gaza, which is on the verge of famine after 5 months of war.
So work continues on the jetty. We're working on it 24/7. And so we are confident that when the aid gets to Gaza, there will be a way to offload it and get into the hands of Gazans who are starving and need this food aid urgently.
Linda Roth, Chief Communications Officer at WCK. EU member states on Wednesday agreed to add 5 billion euros or $5.5 billion to a central fund to pay for weapons sent to Ukraine. The move provides a welcome boost for Kyiv as support from its other major backer, the United States, wavers and its outgunned forces struggle to hold back Russia. Belgium, which holds the EU's rotating presidency, said ambassadors from the bloc's 27 nations had agreed in principle on the plan to support arms supplies to Kyiv. This is VOA News. President Vladimir Putin warned the West on Wednesday Russia was technically ready for nuclear war. Reuters correspondent Elon Rubens has more.
Russia, which inherited the Soviet Union's nuclear weapons, has the world's biggest store of nuclear warheads.
Are we really ready for nuclear war?
From a technical point of view, of course, we are ready.
President Vladimir Putin said Russia was ready for a nuclear war with the West, and that if the United States sent troops to Ukraine, the move would be considered a significant escalation of the war. The Russian president is the ultimate decision maker on the use of nuclear weapons.
Reuters correspondent Elon Rubens. A powerful Haitian gang leader pledged Wednesday to continue his fight that has plunged the country into chaos after the crisis-wracked nation's prime minister agreed to step aside and be replaced by a transitional governing body. Gangs that control most of the capital, Port-au-Prince, launched an armed campaign almost 2 weeks ago, saying they intended to topple Prime Minister Ariel Henry, sending the country into violent conflict with warnings of possible famine and civil war. Henri agreed to step aside after an emergency meeting Monday. Police in Nigeria have ordered the creation of a new base for officers and the deployment of special forces in a remote village in northwest Kaduna State, where nearly 300 school students were abducted last week. Timothy Obuzu reports from Abuja.
Last Thursday, armed bandits on motorbikes invaded an elementary school in the village of Kuriga in Kaduna State and abducted 287 school students, the highest single abduction of students in years. Days after the attack, in a separate incident, bandits kidnapped 61 people from Kajuru District, about 150 kilometers away. The new police base will be in Kuriga, and deployment of extra officers to the area has begun. Timothy Obizu, VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
The U.S. House of Representatives on Wednesday passed a bill that would ban TikTok in the U.S. if its China-based owner doesn't sell. Lawmakers are concerned the company's current ownership structure is beholden to the Chinese government and poses a U.S. national security threat. A Chinese foreign ministry spokesman accuses Washington of resorting to political tools when U.S. businesses fail to compete. The passed bill now goes to the Senate, where its prospects are unclear. TikTok has more than 170 million American users and is wholly owned by the Chinese technology firm ByteDance. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.